You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hey, Dad, how are you on this Thursday afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing great. It is a beautiful day here in North Carolina, and I will actually get in the car with Janet after we finish this podcast episode, and we'll take a little bit of a road trip. So,
fun.
Wrapping up the day well. Yes.
Awesome. Well, good. And so this week, as in our previous episode, we have two very special guests, Randy Boyce and Todd Melby. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So, Dad, can you give a brief recap of the first podcast for those who may have missed
absolutely.
It?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So we're talking about key ingredients for effective succession and transition. And in the first podcast that we did that was dropped a couple of weeks ago, it was about the values that guided us both internally as an organization as we were going through the search process. And then Todd was able to comment on how those values were also true as he was working through the process of being interviewed and determining if God was guiding him to come to be the president of Leadership Edge. So the first episode was on the values that guided in succession and transition. And then today we're going to be talking about what are some practical lessons learned or principles that as we look back on it, we realize, boy, those were really key for the success that we've had. And just want to remind the listeners that Todd Melby, who is our president, is coming to wrap up the end of his second year as the president. And so this is based on not just that we hired someone, but we've hired someone. He's been our president for 2 years. It's been an amazing transition and new leadership. And I do still work for the organization full time, but now I have a boss and I report to Todd, and we have an amazingly good working relationship.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, great. Well, and that was clarifying what you just said. So our first episode, our previous episode was kind of your mindset through the process. And so this is kind of reflecting back over the last 2 years. That's the topic for today. Great. So in the 2 years since Todd became president, as some of those lessons learned have crystallized, I wanted to see, Todd, could you share with us about the key ingredients that you guys have seen?
Sure. Yeah, and this was a fun exercise to go through, thinking back over a 2 year period, and even before then, because the interview process and the search started a full year before I started. So, and I know John and the board and many other people have been thinking about this transition for years before that. So. Yeah. So it's neat to think back over all that period of time. But yeah, when we went through this exercise, we came up with six points that really helped to frame how we went about going through and seeing success in this transition. And not surprisingly, but the first one started with a dependence upon God at every point. And in the last episode, we talked about that a little bit, framing it more in around the word humility, but that was essential to having the success that we've had so far. But after that, we had a couple points around one, that the process was board led, it was stakeholder engaged, and very much so, as well as being founder advised. John was intimately involved in the process, but not running the process, which was, I think, key.
Okay.
We also had a proven commitment to the mission, the vision, and the values of the organization, which shone through the entire time that I was interviewing and has helped greatly as we've continued on. And then along with that, we had a full transparency with all things related to the organization. And I could see, you know, 2 years into this role that there wasn't anything hiding.
Awesome.
You know, as I've gone through the interview process, you know, as I've overturned stones, you know, as the leader now, trying to understand how the organizations work, where it's come from, where it's going, I see that everybody was completely upfront and transparent with me through the interview process.
Awesome.
And then along with that, we had clarity from the board as to what the founder's role was going to be once he was replaced and I was hired. And that was essential to getting everybody comfortable with where we were going. And then finally, there was potential success is related to trust, taking charge, and letting go. So those are the six things that we reflected on and pulled out from the time of hiring and succession.
Awesome. Thanks, Todd. Okay, so let's go through these one at a time. So the first was dependence on God at every point. And Randy, I'd like to start with you on this one, because I remember that when we started talking about this episode, this was the first thing you said. So tell me more.
Well, you know, that certainly is a huge one, you know, in looking at this, because in looking back over the process and even contemplating going through a process to replace a founder like John, it just can feel overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly we recognized that it was going to be difficult as we looked at the profile of the person that we thought would be a great fit to carry on, you know, 20 plus years of Leadership Edge, you know, that person where they would be in there with career experience to have the credibility with stakeholders, where they would be kind of financially. They would be young enough, because we were looking for someone younger than John and I.
Mm-hmm.
Means that they're in a point in time when they, you know, they probably got family, making money, and looking at all of those and saying, we have to have a process that finds that person, was really really very daunting on that. So
sure.
The dependence on God, you know, was clearly a key ingredient, you know, from the very start. And I think as Todd mentioned, you know, that the humility of understanding that, you know, we're not smart enough or disciplined enough or have exactly the right process that's really going to lead us to this person, but it's going to happen by His grace. And while we wanted to be, you know, wise and intentional in our responsibilities, you know, dependence on God was clearly going to have to be, you know, a key ingredient on that. And really not that only that God, depending on God to lead us as a group, as a board, as a search committee, but also depending on God to speak to each of the candidates or potential candidates out there to lead them to that same conclusion also, which is why in hindsight, you know, it's great to hear the stories of when Todd was praying and when we were praying, you know, before we even connected with each other on that, but that that's certainly not something that we could on our own.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, well, so next we have board-led, stakeholder-engaged, founder-advised. Okay, so Dad, I kind of understand what that means. Would you explain a little bit more?
Yeah, I thought that the process we needed to do was a process where it wasn't, well, I'm the president, so I just go out and find the person and then present them to the board, and the board rubber stamps the person.
Uh-huh.
I thought that that would probably be a setup for failure. And so it seemed to me that the board needed to be the lead on this, that I needed to be in the background giving advice as was needed.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I was on the board, I was very much in the background in this process.
Okay.
And I also thought, because we have so many volunteers and so many alumni to our organization, that it would be good if we could expand it beyond just board-led, but also that there were other stakeholders of the organization that were engaged and involved in this.
Yeah.
And so that's how we did it, to where the board led this. Because another thing that I thought was really important was I thought this needs to be an experience that bonds together a relationship between the next president and the board.
Uh-huh.
And so as they kind of hash through this together, with me being kind of out of the way, it will give the process and a place and an experience for a real bond to form even before the next president's hired. And we certainly saw that happen. You know, God really brought that about to where the relationship that Todd developed with the board through the process and with the other stakeholders, it was just solid. And as he began his leadership of the organization, there was already like a solid relationship, solid trust that happened. So yeah, it was board-led, stakeholder engaged, and me in the background just giving advice as requested.
Yeah, no, that's good. So I was going to ask you, so why would it have not worked if you had just gone out and picked someone because the relationship needed to gel between the new president and the board? Is that why?
Well, you know, there's a not so subtle arrogance in that approach that I know what we need. I know how to find them. I know how to pick them.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest problems is it being kind of a one-man thing, and then hopefully the board likes the guy.
Yeah.
I just thought that we have very godly board members and stakeholders, and as they were leading it, to where I had a vote and I would give my opinion at times, but I just thought it was a much richer, wiser, whole better approach than if it had just been me picking someone. And honestly, I don't think we would have gotten the kind of person like we got with Todd if we had done it that way. I think part of what proved this to Todd was the engagement he saw with the board and the stakeholders.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just kind of John's thing to pull off.
Yes.
Yeah. So I really think we got a lot stronger leader, a lot stronger president because of that approach.
Great.
And I agree with that too wholeheartedly. And I think even from my perspective as the interviewee, it was great having my wife Leslie involved at different parts along the way too.
Yeah.
We had opportunity, Leslie and I, to meet with the board and go through the interview process. And frankly, I think she helped me to get the job because she's great. But
amen.
But that it, you know, she could see how much it meant to everybody as well, and the commitment that they had made to making this search process go really, really well. And that spoke volumes to not only myself, but also to Leslie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, okay, so the next one that we have is the proven commitment to the mission, mission, vision, and values of the organization. So, Todd, how did that play out?
Well, I could see that everybody in the organization was very committed to the defined mission and vision and values that were already inherent in the organization. Everybody that was involved knew that Leadership Edge desires to bless and redirect culture toward God-honoring leadership, and that they intend to accomplish this by providing authentic life-on-life mentoring that impacts the entire life of the mentee. And so everybody I talked to along the way, just they knew that, and that's what they're about. And that helped everybody to maintain a more singular focus on what they were trying to accomplish. And so and I'd say that these were all integrated in a healthy and meaningful way across the staff, across the board, with alumni that I spoke with. And so that really helped give me a lot of confidence that the people I was talking to understood the organization, that the culture was solid within the organization. But also, and I think this gets back to the original point, the first point we were talking about, everybody was open to discussing what changes could or needed to be made. There was a humility that helped to balance, all right, this is who we are, but we know that God is looking for us to grow and move on to a new leader. So what does that look like?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, and so next we have full transparency with all things related to the organization. So Randy, how is that done?
Well, we certainly wanted to be transparent about the process, even internally, you know, with the board and stakeholders. So we made very clear, and again, Chris Satti was very helpful in kind of the framework, you know, where there's a presidential search team that was given the clear mandate to go find a couple of candidates. The board at that point would come in and be involved in discussions with the candidates. on that. So certainly internally, one thing we weren't transparent about internally or externally was the candidates' names. We thought it was important to maintain the privacy of these discussions because they all had jobs, they all had other things going on. So we said that was going to be a confidential part of it. But then certainly with the candidates, we wanted to be as transparent as possible with organizations' history, you know, the services, what our current staffing was, what the current challenges were with providing services, what the current challenges were financially. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting in a burger place in Durham with Todd at one point in the process and just going through the financial, you know, history, you know, of Leadership Edge. And as a small nonprofit, there have been better times and worse times, you know, when you're looking at donations, surviving on donations. But again, wanted to make sure that all of that was on the table. Be clear on what John's role was going to be, what the rest of the staff's role was going to be, both during and after the transition. And I think the process gave the candidates exposure to different people at different times, and all of those people were certainly encouraged and empowered to be as frank as they could with that. And I think that gave, I think, a consistent story to the candidates and to Todd as he went through that time.
Excellent. Well, and you kind of touched on this, but the next... Oh, go ahead.
Laura, I was just going to say, you know, I think our core thing there was we just didn't want there to be any surprises
right.
Todd once he became the president, to where 3 months later or a year later, he's like, why didn't someone tell me this?
Sure.
I think that's true for Todd and for Leslie on that. You know, what are the travel expectations? What does this mean for my family? Not just for the services role. So, yeah, I agree with that, John.
Yeah, it was very true. And also, I felt very comfortable, you know, on the flip side of that, of just being upfront about my skill level and experience and doubts that I had in my own abilities, or, you know, just asking the most frank questions I could about, you know, everybody else's expectations for me coming in. And it created a level of vulnerability that probably wouldn't have existed otherwise.
And that was key. I agree, Todd.
Well, that sounds like a very honest process, which kind of leads us into our next point, clarity from the board as to the founder's role once replacement is hired. So, Dad, I'm interested to hear from you. How was this set up, and what was that like?
Well, the board just thought it was good that before Todd actually came into the office, after we had hired him, that the board would draft my job description. I still work full-time as an employee of Leadership Edge. And this wasn't as a manipulation of, okay, the president can lead everything except for John's job description. It wasn't that at all. But it was just, that's a sticky thing when the founder stays around. And you know, usually the unwritten rule is how quickly and graciously can you get rid of the founder? And so this was going to be a situation where, at least starting off, I was still going to be an employee. Todd was going to be my boss. I think the board and I just felt like this would be a service to Todd for the board to draft my job description with the understanding that from day one, Todd becomes my boss and he can change it at any time he wants to. So this wasn't drafted and set in stone, but it just took, you know, Todd had enough to figure out, you know, day one with us, and kind of figuring out a job description for the founder was, we just felt like that's going to be kind of sticky and awkward for Todd to figure out.
Yeah.
So the board drafted it, and I really liked the one they drafted. But then it was presented to Todd, and I report to Todd, and, you know, from day one, he could have changed it in any way he wanted to, and he could have dismissed me. You know, he is my boss. I don't report to the board as an employee. I report to Todd. And yet I just thought that was a really good thing the board did to define that so that Todd didn't have to wrestle with that early on. But then as time goes on, he's my boss and he can change it. And Todd's kept my job description up till today as it was drafted by the board. And I really appreciate that. But again, anytime he wants to change it, that's his prerogative.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing about John's role in this was that, you know, as we were going through interviewing, to a fault, John would go out of his way to make sure that he was making it known that he was not trying to sway people one way or the other, which you can imagine a founder sitting with the board and everybody kind of looking around thinking, all right, well, what's the founder think about this right now? Mm-hmm. And John was just, you know what, I'm getting out of the way. He'd even remove himself from certain parts of conversations just so that people could talk freely or feel, you know, that there was no worry that somebody could not talk freely about their thoughts on a particular topic that we were discussing. Yeah. And so from the get-go through the interview process, that was the plan was around. John's not going to be running everything anymore. He's going to take a different role, and he wants to make sure that everybody speaks freely on what's the best way to have him involved going forward. And it worked out wonderfully.
Sounds like, I mean, this last key ingredient is potential success is related to trust, taking charge, and letting go. So we've kind of heard some of how Dad let go. Todd, tell me a little bit more about this process and how it's contributed to Leadership Edge's ongoing stability and success.
Sure. Yeah. And as I think about this, I realize that there's a lot of trust was built during the interview process. Due to everyone's openness and vulnerability on everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just openness about the finances or you know, any particular operational challenges, but it was everything. We're just going to tell you everything so you know what you're getting into as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And that has given me the confidence to take charge and know that I have the backing of everybody who has invested so heavily into the success of Leadership Edge. And so I think that was a great building block for me moving into the president's role.
Yes.
And so as I think about outcomes from this, you know, a great outcome is that I have the benefit of working with the one person with the most experience in leading the organization. You know, it's really great. Instead of having to say, all right, how do we graciously get rid of the founder as quickly as possible? Instead, I get to work with a guy that knows more about it than anybody else, which is a huge benefit to me. And, you know, I also have the opportunity to work closely with a lot of the people that have, you know, a rich history with the organization, and they know why things were done and how things were done and what worked and what didn't work. And so it provides a whole lot of context that I would have been absent of if this had been done much differently. So, you know, and in order to do that, there's a cost. There's, you know, we have to run leaner in order to have the founder and the president employed, but
yeah.
We're not being duplicative and we're not doing anything out of charity. We have roles that both of us fill and they're very meaningful roles. It's been great to have it work out that way. And so, you know, mm-hmm. the nice thing is that, you know, I look at John in this role. He's gone from being first to last. You know, he very mm-hmm. much has a servant's heart in this situation. He's mm-hmm. committed to my success, and he's committed to the success of Leadership Edge. And so I really couldn't get much better for me. And it's a great example for me as a leader and helps me to grow as a leader and reminds me that I need to, in faith, do all God's called me to do today and leave the results up to God. And yeah. because I saw that modeled out through the interview process and in this time of transition, it's been a great learning opportunity for me in many ways.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is a really encouraging way to end, because I think some of the things that are standing out from what you each have said are like humility, and it seems like kind of, you know, across the board, just like being willing to humble ourselves and like serve others. And then also just the honesty and vulnerability and communication has really helped to pave the way. And I mean, I feel like I always take this away from these podcasts, but just the importance of depending on God. So thanks so much, guys, for sharing this with us. Dad, can you wrap us up?
You bet. We really hope that these two podcasts have been of encouragement to you. And if any of our listeners are currently in the process of succession and transition, we hope that this has been helpful content, but we really just encourage you to be prayerful, to come up with a clear plan. Hopefully our points and our values will be giving you some guidance. And then trust God as you move forward and see how He guides you and your organization to make that kind of transition. I just want to remind you that Leadership Edge is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that for over 26 years has mentored emerging leaders across the U.S. and in some foreign countries. We do that around a personal vision statement that is, by God's grace, to step forward as God's man or woman in our spheres of influence to serve His purposes for His glory. And we would love for our listeners to join in and to become a Leadership Edge mentor. The way you do that is by signing up on our website for our next mentor training cohort, which will be starting in August. And it's at a very minimal cost for you, and it is a great, easy process for you to be qualified and trained as a very effective Christian Leadership Edge mentor. So we hope you'll go to our website, lead-edge.com, go to the mentoring section, and you'll see there how you can sign up for our mentor training.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for sharing this with us today. And listeners, thanks for joining.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.